Good morning. It is Tuesday, June 30, 2026. This is the Lyceum Defense Tech Daily. We are going to start somewhere different today, not with a missile or a drone, but with a bomber, and a secret that the Air Force kept until it decided a live weapons test in the Pacific was the right moment to reveal it. During Exercise Valiant Shield 2026, a B-2 Spirit stealth bomber fired an AGM-58C long-range anti-ship missile, that is the air-launched cruise missile variant built specifically to hunt and kill enemy warships, at the decommissioned former USS Juno, roughly 200 nautical miles north of Guam. The missile does not need a continuous data link to find its target. It uses onboard sensors to autonomously identify and prosecute a ship on its own. A Japanese submarine reportedly delivered the finishing torpedo. Air Force Global Strike Command confirmed the test to the war zone and said all integration details remain classified. The B-2's ability to carry this weapon had never been publicly disclosed before this week. Sit with that for a moment. The hardest aircraft in the world to detect just demonstrated it can carry a missile that picks its own target, launched from inside airspace that would be lethal to almost any other platform. A single B-2 can now threaten an entire carrier battlegroup, including the growing Chinese carrier fleet, without the crew ever needing a clear line of communication to a command post. The signal to watch is whether Beijing accelerates its long-range anti-stealth radar development in response. If China stays quiet, it likely already assumed this capability existed and has been planning around it. Now let's talk about what is happening on the ground, because a contract signed this week marks a genuine threshold in American military logistics. The Marine Corps awarded Seattle-based Overland AI a $19.7 million production contract for more than a dozen fully autonomous ground vehicles due by early 2027. These trucks will resupply Marine Air Defense Integrated Systems units, the Corps' primary mobile counter-drone capability. What separates this from a remote-controlled vehicle is the autonomy stack. Overland AI's trucks navigate using onboard sensors and onboard computing. They do not require GPS. They do not require pre-mapped routes. They do not require a continuous radio link. They keep moving while an adversary is jamming the electromagnetic spectrum. Until now, unmanned ground vehicles in U.S. service were largely teleoperated, meaning one human operator tied to one vehicle. This contract breaks that relationship. Overland AI is the first ground autonomy company to prime a production contract for the United States military, not a pilot program, not a demonstration, a program of record. If the Marines expand beyond this initial batch, driverless logistics becomes a standard fixture of American air defense, not an experiment. Across the Atlantic, Romania signed a $2.3 billion deal with the Israeli defense company Rafael for Spider ground-based air defense system. Rafael describes it as the largest contract in the company's history. Spider is a short to medium range system built to intercept aircraft, cruise missiles, and drones, exactly the threat profile Romania has faced since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Romania already operates F-35s and Patriot systems. This purchase fills the lower tier of its air defense architecture. The structural story here is bigger than Romania. Israel is now a major air defense supplier to NATO's eastern flank. Combat-proven systems. No United States congressional approval queue. Faster delivery timelines. At a moment when American production lines are stretched thin by demand from Ukraine, Taiwan security assistance, and the ongoing Iran campaign. If Bulgaria, Slovakia, or the Baltic states follow Romania with Israeli purchases, the European air defense market has durably diversified away from American and Western European prime contractors, and Washington's leverage over allied procurement shrinks accordingly. Poland added something this week that rewrites the Baltic Sea equation. Warsaw awarded Sweden's Saab a $4.8 billion contract for A26-class submarines, next-generation diesel-electric boats designed for the shallow, contested waters of the Baltic, where Russian naval activity is most aggressive. Poland currently operates no submarines. The contract also includes a separate interim vessel, a gap-filler boat for near-term operations and crew training. That gap-filler is the TEL. Warsaw is not waiting for the full delivery timeline. It wants undersea capability now, which means Polish planners believe the threat is near-term, not theoretical. Watch whether Sweden and Finland begin coordinating Baltic submarine operations with Poland. a trilateral undersea deterrent that did not exist 2 years ago, would be the observable signal that this is a regional architecture, not a national purchase. Two items from the week's less covered reporting deserve your attention. Ukraine's Unmanned Systems Forces report that roving munitions have struck 20 Russian trains since January of this year, many of them fuel trains. Russia is now rationing gasoline to civilians in occupied territory because of those strikes, a strategic logistics effect produced by a weapon that costs less than $10,000. And the Missile Defense Agency's SHIELD contract vehicle now has more than 2,100 enrolled vendors after two rounds of awards, building a marketplace the agency can order from at speed without recompeting each contract. The first task order competitions over the next 30 to 60 days will show whether that marketplace is live infrastructure or paperwork. That is your The Lyceum Defense Tech Daily. See you next time.